I wonder what the best thing that you have done recently on a Tuesday evening has been. Broadly speaking, you're all wrong, because the best thing on Tuesday evenings has been down at Cafe 55, where we've been having our Christianity Explored course. I know some of you who are here have been a part of that. Something like each Tuesday, something between 25 and 30 of us gathering and just exploring the person who is at the center of the Christian faith. Jesus Christ, what he is all about. And over the last few Tuesdays, we've thought about a couple of things. We thought about the cross being the symbol of the Christian faith. If you like, the cross is the logo for Christianity. And like all good logos, it says more than you see when you first look at it. It's more than just two bits of wood tied together. In fact, if we go back to Jesus' day, the symbol of the cross spoke of death. And with Jesus, we discover it's a death that pays the price for our sin, so that our shame and our guilt can be completely taken away, all because of God's extraordinary and generous love for people like you and for people like me. 2 weeks ago, we heard how Jesus didn't stay dead, but was raised to life again. And how the resurrection, if you like, is what holds and ties everything that Christianity is all about together. And without it, everything falls apart. If the cross is the logo, if the resurrection of Jesus holds everything together, last Tuesday we heard that right at the middle, right at the heart of Christianity is one word, the most beautiful word in the whole of the English language. Grace. Grace is God's gift, his gift of himself in the person of Jesus, and his gift of himself to us for eternity that we can experience when we put our faith in Jesus. So if the cross is the logo, if the resurrection holds everything together, if at the heart and the center of things we have this word grace, this morning I want to add one last thing to it. The Christian life comes with power. Read the label of Christianity and it says batteries are included. There is power. Just look with me, if you've still got your Bibles open. Page 1092, Acts 1, verse 8. Jesus' very last words to his friends before he ascended into heaven. These are the kind of words, if you were there, you're going to go, I've got to remember these. Treasure these. These words really matter. And they've been written down for us. Jesus said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. We fast forward just 10 days to Acts chapter 2. And we see this becoming a reality. It's Pentecost. Another word for the Old Testament Feast of Weeks. Hundreds of thousands of people have arrived in the city of Jerusalem to celebrate the start of harvest and to mark in their calendar the moment when God gave his law, his way of life to his people through Moses on the mountain. And it's that day. It's that day that the Lord sets aside and says, that's the day I will pour out my spirit on my people. And we heard it in the video at the start of the service. The disciples gathered in one place, a sound like a rushing wind, what looked like tongues of fire resting on each one of them. Suddenly they're enabled to speak in tongues, different languages, all those languages of all those hundreds of thousands of people who were in Jerusalem, so that they could declare the wonders of God to them. If you like, God's harvest has begun. 3,000 people coming to know the Lord on that day. And God pours out his law, his way of life to those people, not written down on stone tablets, but written on their hearts. Just imagine the moment of Pentecost being like getting hold of a lump of rock, maybe bigger than one of these bits, one of these pillars, and it being launched into a great lake of water. And the moment the rock hits the water, it's like the moment of Pentecost. There is a massive impact. And then there are massive ripples that go out. that massive impact, those massive ripples, so that Jesus might become unmissable. Praise God. Praise God for that. Because it means, as we've already heard this morning, there have been Christians meeting on this site here in Thurnby for nearly 900 years. Isn't that astonishing? There are just over 2.5 billion people in this world who claim to follow Jesus. There are followers of Jesus in nearly every country on this planet. And the number of Christians around the world is growing at a rate at the moment that is faster than the world population is growing. The New Testament has been translated into 2,400 different languages. And a new translation of the New Testament is being launched at the moment at the rate of one a week. So much to give thanks to God for, right? And somehow I'm surprised. Why? I shouldn't be surprised. Because Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And maybe with all that I've already said, it's very tempting to sort of just walk past those verses, that verse in Acts 1 and verse 8. Walk past it. Well, I don't need to pay attention anymore. That stuff's happened and is happening. We can't do that. We can't walk by as if it's got nothing to do with us, because there might be Christians might have met here on this site for nearly 900 years, but do you know 93% of our community and the nation that we live in don't belong to a worshipping Christian community? There might be 2.5 billion people who follow Jesus worldwide, but that means right now there are 5.9 billion people who don't. There might be Christians in every country in this world, but 1 in 7 of them are persecuted for following Jesus. And there are still 1,200 languages that the Bible still needs to start being translated into. There's a great missionary hymn written nearly 100 years ago, written to stir people up to go onto the mission field abroad. And it begins, facing a task unfinished. Today we face a task that is unfinished. And we hear Jesus say, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. What Jesus says there shouldn't stop us in our tracks. It should direct the tracks that we take. As the Holy Spirit sends each one of us out, empowered as witnesses to Jesus, to the ends of the earth, to make Jesus unmissable. Now, those who were there when Jesus first spoke these words, they were given two great promises in verse 8, weren't they? They both begin with, you will. You will receive power. You will be my witnesses. As those who live after Pentecost, as we feel the ripples of Pentecost in our lives, we need to hear those words of Jesus just slightly differently. Not as promises, but as realities. First, we need to hear that we have power through the Holy Spirit. If you're a follower of Jesus this morning, you have power through the Holy Spirit. There is no such thing as a Christian who doesn't have the Holy Spirit. If you belong to Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit. The Christian life comes with batteries included. So what does it look like to be empowered by the Holy Spirit? Well, we started the service there. All those things are being stamped, sealed, guaranteed that you belong to Jesus. He pours out God's love into our hearts. He helps us to see Jesus clearly and ourselves clearly. He gives us gifts. He bears fruit. He stirs us up. The Holy Spirit does all of those things so that we are empowered to be witnesses of Jesus, to make him unmissable. Now, those who stood next to Jesus as he made those promises were eyewitnesses. You and I can't be eyewitnesses. But we have their witness. We have their eyewitness. It's been written down for us, inspired by the Holy Spirit. And each one of us here, if you're a follower of Jesus, will have a story of knowing and experiencing how Jesus is true and wonderful and powerful. If you're here this morning and you wouldn't yet say that you're a Christian, can I ask you to do one thing for me this morning? Before you go out of that door, please would you tap somebody sitting next to you on the shoulder and say, will you tell me your story of following Jesus? And just hear what they say. And if you're watching this at home and you haven't got somebody to tap on the shoulder, just search on the internet, Alpha Stories, and watch one of the videos and see what you think. We might not be the same kind of witnesses as Jesus' first disciples, but do you know what? You and me are very like them in other ways. We had a small group of confused, unreliable, not that educated, a bit rough around the edges, people who, according to verse 3, hadn't got all their theology sorted. And do you know what? Jesus doesn't look at them and go, oh no, I'm going to have to stay and do all the work. He sends the Holy Spirit for them so that they will be his witnesses. So if this morning you're a bit confused, if you're a little bit unreliable, if you don't feel like you're the brightest, or you don't think you've got all your theology sorted, just so you're clear, that's all of us. Guess what? You're exactly the person the Holy Spirit will use. So why don't we have a greater sense of the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, individually and together? Well, I don't know that I have a complete answer for that, but I wonder if it's because we don't expect it. We don't pray for it. Or we're not quite ready or prepared for what the Holy Spirit empowers us to do, to be witnesses of Jesus to the ends of the earth so that he is unmissable. So if the first thing we need to hear this morning is that we have, you have, I have power through the Holy Spirit. The second thing is that we need to hear that we, you, me, are witnesses of Jesus to the ends of the earth. Remember that image of the massive lump of rock landing in the lake and the splash and the ripples? Well, read through the book of Acts and that happens. What started in the city of Jerusalem, it rippled out to the nation, to Judea and Samaria, and it goes out to the surrounding countries, reaching the ends of the earth. Jesus says to his disciples, your witness is going to be local, it's going to be national, it's going to be international. And just like Pentecost is that massive lump of stone landing in the water, I want to suggest that every life lived for Jesus, every word spoken about Jesus is like a rock or a pebble that is thrown into the lake. It makes a splash and there are ripples. We make a splash locally and it ripples out nationally and internationally. So if you're a follower of Jesus this morning, you have power through the Holy Spirit. And you are a witness to Jesus. You are making Jesus unmissable. You will make an impact for Jesus in the classroom, at college, in the office, in the hospital, the shop, the pub, on the street that you live on, in online meetings when you're working from home, on the building site, in the warehouse, in the canteen, in a cafe, in McDonald's, in waiting rooms, in the car as you give someone a lift. Holy Spirit-powered witness that makes Jesus unmissable. Well, it happens when lives are transformed and turned around, when lives are seen to be lived distinctively different from the world around us, and it always comes with words spoken about Jesus. You have more of a witness to Jesus than you realize. The people you spend time with, and your witness to Jesus has a much bigger impact than you realize. Because you do it through the power of the Holy Spirit. Our impact doesn't just stop where we are locally. It ripples out nationally and internationally. So part of this means that many of us personally and together as a church support Christians and Christian organizations that seek to make Jesus unmissable in our nation and in other countries around the world. So as a church, we support The Bridge in Leicester. We support CPAS and Scripture Union in this country. Internationally, we support Mission Aviation Fellowship. And we support the Hope and Glory Foundation in Pune in India, praying and funding their work. Now, I'll be the first to admit that as a church, I don't think we are living that out brilliantly. The fact that some of you going, oh, I didn't realize we had mission partners, probably says it all. And I'm hoping next year for us to pay careful attention to that. But it's more than just supporting other people to do the work nationally and internationally. It involves you. It involves me. Over the last 11 months, we've been joined here at St. Luke's by a man named Ali. And I wonder, Andy, could you pop the photo from Thursday up on the screen? Some of you, some familiar faces, some of you will recognize Ali. Ali is originally from Iran. And about 10 to 11 months ago, he joined us here at St. Luke's, and he would sit on that front row at the back pew over there. And when he arrived in the UK, he met Jesus for real. And his life has been changed. And it's been a real joy over the last few months for many of us to get to know him and his love for Jesus. And we've had to work quite hard with Google Translate because my Farsi is appalling. And Ali's English is much better. And then almost with no notice on Thursday, I get a phone call. Ali's moving to Birmingham. All right, when? In 15 minutes. So I run down to see him. And so before taking him to the station on Thursday, he prayed for us. It was such a precious moment. And he wanted me to say to all of you, the St. Luke's Church, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being my family. And on Thursday, I said to him, Ali, you're not leaving us. We're sending you. See, anybody who moves on from St. Luke's because they have to relocate nationally, internationally, for university, for work, for other reasons, to be closer to family, they don't leave us. We send them. And just think of how the ripples go out. A man from Iran, he comes to the UK, encounters Jesus, who's been in Leicester, he's now in Birmingham. Do you see the ripples going out? And do you know what? I'm praying that in the next 5 years, we don't just send people to other places because they have to move. We send people to other places because they want to move there. Nationally and internationally, they want to go to make Jesus unmissable. I'm praying in the next 5 years, there might be some of us sitting in this room or others who will join us in that time who we will send out into the mission field internationally to make Jesus unmissable. And God, do you know, he is raising people up right now to do that work. In the last few weeks, I've had conversations with two friends who have surprised me, both of them, to say, we're about to move to countries thousands of miles away. They're taking their young families with them to make Jesus known. You see the ripples? They're going out. Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We have power from the Holy Spirit. We are witnesses to Jesus to the ends of the earth. We send each other. Even today, as we go from here, we send each other to make Jesus unmissable, to make an impact locally, for the ripples to go out nationally and internationally. We often pray at the end of our communion service, send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. We're going to take some time now to pray. And in a moment, Julie and Isabel are going to come and lead us in our prayers. But as they come up, can I invite you just to imagine a lake of water. Just imagine throwing a stone, whatever size, it might be a big rock, it might be a little pebble. And as you throw it, it makes a splash into the water. And we ask, Father God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would help each one of us and us together as a church to be making an impact locally. In the lives of the people and the places that we spend our time. And as you see the stone land into the water, make that splash, watch those ripples as they start to go out. Lord, would what we do here the lives we live, the people we support, the people we send. Would those ripples go out so that Jesus is unmissable in our nation? Jesus becomes unmissable in other nations in this world. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would use us, that you would send us. Amen.